Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. Let's begin.
Welcome to the RNL, the Revolution Nothing Less show. My name is Sansara Taylor, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Noche Diaz. Welcome, Noche.
Sunny, thanks for having me. Good to be here. So every week on this show, the Revolution Nothing Less show, we bring alive for you the understanding that the system we live under, capitalism, imperialism, is a threat to the future of humanity. It has to go through an actual revolution, nothing less. And that this revolution is possible and what we are working for every day. At the heart of this show, we base ourselves on the leadership of Bob Avakian, who is not only leading the forces for revolution in this country, but in developing the new communism, a whole new framework for human emancipation. What he has done is of world historic importance, and he is the most important political thinker and leader on the planet today. For today's episode, we have three segments for you. We're going to be playing a clip of Bob Avakian answering an important question and answer about the new society and what it will look like not only after day one, but even a few months into the new society that we bring into being after a revolution. Andy Z will have a segment where he further walks through the declaration we need and we demand a whole new way to live in a fundamentally different system. And Sansara Taylor will be bringing alive how this transition to a new fascist Trump presidency has been going, what it means for the decent people. Last week, we featured revolution message number 102 from the Bob Avakian official social media. Two countries within this country, and the whole damn system has to go. Not a time for demoralization and despair, a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination. And this week, Sansara is going to be wielding and illustrating what is argued in 103 of Bob Avakian's social media messages. So let's go now to Sansara Taylor.
In the past week, Trump has continued his breakneck pace of fascist cabinet appointments, and he has doubled down on his threat to be a dictator on day one. His appointments are a who's who of crusade-style warmongers, Zionist genocide cheerleaders, rabid haters of women, venomous terrorizers of immigrants, Christian fascist theocrats, drill, drill, drill climate change fanboys, anti-LGBT bigots, healthcare-destroying, life-threatening science deniers, and other assorted fascists and proud America-first ignoramuses. Not only that, Trump is pressuring Republicans to call a recess of Congress so he can push through these appointments and skip any kind of vetting process at all. And Republicans have not ruled this out.
But if that's what we have to do to get the confirmation through, then absolutely let's do it.
Trump has also confirmed that he is going to make good on this promise.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
On Truth Social, Trump vowed to declare a national emergency, which would allow him to unleash the military to carry this operation out. And meanwhile, Christian fascist theocrats everywhere are pumped up and stepping up their assault on all parts of society.
Proposed curriculum that would teach stories from the Bible to elementary school students.
This push to bring Christianity into schools is part of a nationwide trend.
In Oklahoma, the state superintendent is now requiring every school incorporate the Bible into curriculum and is even purchasing Bibles for classrooms. And then there's Louisiana. Earlier this year, the state legislature passed a law requiring the Ten Commandments to be posted in every public school classroom.
All this as Trump is still just getting started and not even in office yet. So what are the Democrats doing about all of this? Well, the Democrats are busy making nice with Trump and promising to do everything they can to facilitate Trump's transition into power.
Looking forward to having a, like we said, smooth transition. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today.
So. Good.
Welcome.
It's crucially important to understand why these Democrats are acting this way, what this says about the whole system, and what decent people need to be doing. Bob Avakian cuts to the heart of all of this with science and clarity in his social media message, Revolution 103. Let's listen to how this message begins.
Why Democrats are aiding
and facilitating fascism. What this shows about this system and what decent people need to be doing. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 103. After calling Trump a fascist, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and other leading Democrats are now busy bragging about how they are upholding the peaceful transfer of power, are helping Trump with his transition to power, and they hope he will succeed as president. This is a repeat of what the Democrats did in 2017, even after they kept insisting this time that a Trump presidency now would be far worse than the first time around. Once more, the Democrats themselves are driving home the crucial point I have repeatedly emphasized, for example, in my article, Fascism and the Whole System, available at revcom.us. The Democrats and the mainstream section of the ruling class that they represent cannot fight the fascists the way they need to be fought. And this fight needs to be waged as part of fighting to abolish this whole system. Fascism is not a swear word or just some kind of negative label to put on your opponent in the course of an election. Fascism, as represented by Donald Trump, is a white supremacist, male supremacist, anti-LGBT, immigrant-hating, aggressively environment-destroying, anti-scientific, religious fundamentalist fanaticism, determined to use the power of the government to forcibly compel obedience to its dangerous and destructive lunacy, and to viciously persecute those who oppose or resist. And now that the election is over, here are the leading Democrats anxious to cooperate with and assist the fascist Trump.
The way these Democrats are cozying up to Trump is confusing and disorienting people.
I'm confused. Up until last Tuesday, if you asked any Democrat what they thought about Donald Trump, they'd say something like this.
Donald Trump said he would be a dictator on day one.
Trump is fascist to the core.
I want to be dictator.
If all that is true, what the hell is this?
Welcome. Thank you. Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need.
Or don't. I mean, you correctly called him a criminal fascist and threat to democracy. I'm not saying booby-trap the place, but you don't have to be overly helpful.
And it's not just Charlemagne the God and Seth Meyers who are confused by this. I've spoken to all kinds of people who cannot make sense of this and are just furious at these Democrats. As those clips just showed, it's not like these Democrats don't know that Trump is a fascist, hell-bent on ripping up all the norms, gutting and remaking all the institutions of government, infusing them with open white supremacy, violent male supremacy, vicious hatred of immigrants, accelerated destruction of the climate, and so much more. And Bob Avakian is right. Fascism is not just a swear word or something to label an opponent with during a campaign. Fascism has real meaning, and it is a towering threat to people not only in this country, but all over the world. So as righteous as it is to point out the hypocrisy of these Democrats, and as justified as it is to be angry with them, it is urgently necessary to understand why these Democrats are rolling over for and rolling out the red carpet for Trump. It is necessary to understand what this reveals about the whole system that these Democrats represent and that they serve, and therefore what our responsibility is. To understand this, let's go back to Bob Avakian.
For the Democrats, the stability of the rule of this system of capitalism imperialism, even in the form of fascism, is more important than actually defeating fascism. Yet another glaring demonstration of the reality that this whole system and every part of its ruling class is completely rotten, criminal, and thoroughly illegitimate.
That's right. It's the system of capitalism imperialism that these Democrats serve, This is why they act the way they do. This is why they can never act in the fundamental interests of humanity. This is why they cannot fight this fascism the way it needs to be fought, or put an end to all the oppression and injustice that decent people want to see ended. Because their biggest allegiance is to the stability of this system that has all this oppression built into it. And all this is an exposure of the reality that this entire system and every part of its ruling class is exactly like BA said, completely rotten, criminal, and thoroughly illegitimate. Now, later in those segments from Charlemagne the God and Seth Meyers, both of them went on to say, essentially, of course, there's nothing else Biden could do. He has to hand power over to Trump. That's just the rules of the system.
Look. I understand that you have to transfer power peacefully because you're not fascist. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to be nice about it.
But if there is nothing else you can do by the rules of your system, then just smoothly hand power over to a cold-blooded fascist. That just drives home the point that what we need is a fundamentally different system. And decent people need to stop relying on these Democrats. So what do we need to do right now about these fascists, and how do we get to this new system? Let's listen to the last portion of Bob Avakian's message 103.
As opposed to what the Democrats are helping to impose on people, what is needed is bold defiance and a determined refusal to go along with any of this, now and in an ongoing way. As I said in message number 102, this is not a time for demoralization and despair. It is a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination. There will definitely be a need to defend the rights and the lives of people who are the targets of this fascism. At the same time, in the face of this fascism and those who are its supporters, there should be no defensiveness, but instead a firm stand of defiantly opposing everything they are about and everything they do in moving to carry out this fascism. As for people who voted for and backed Trump, regardless of the reason or rationalization they give for doing this, the fact is that they are supporting fascism with everything that means. And it is necessary and crucial to consistently and actively take the offensive against this. This definitely goes for those bros who are openly trumpeting rape culture, assaulting women and girls with a depraved chant, "Your body, my choice." And it goes for every other putrid expression of this fascism. Even more fundamentally, as I have consistently emphasized, this fascism is rooted in the very soil of this system in this country. And more people need to be one to recognize and act on the understanding that the fight against this fascism needs to be waged as part of fighting to abolish this whole system through an actual revolution. Coming soon, how can I talk seriously about a revolution when the fascist Trump just got elected?
What you just heard from Bob Avakian and what is constantly coming from his social media is a clarifying message to all the decent people, to everyone who wants to refuse to accept a fascist America, everyone who's just been hit in the face with the Trump victory, and everyone who wants to or is weighing whether or not to break their allegiance to this system and to begin working for revolution. And the message he teased there at the end that was coming soon is out now, Revolution 104. So if you're not following at Bob Avakian Official on your preferred social media platform, do it now. And think about the impact that it could have of millions. The millions reeling from this right now, this election, and the millions who are trying to evaluate what kind of future we're going to be forced to accept if we don't start to do something now, if they were hearing this voice. But we don't just have to imagine, we have to work towards that. And to that effect, we have a campaign to get at Bob Avakian Official everywhere. Go to revcom.us for more on this campaign. But know this, by December 3rd, which is Giving Tuesday, where people donate to causes and charities, by December 3rd, we aim to have $25,000 raised to get Bob Avakian Official more out there in the society, especially in the aftermath of this election, at this time when many more people need to hear about this leader and become part of this revolution.
Yeah, Noche, the urgency of getting Bob Avakian's leadership, his voice, his social media at Bob Avakian Official in front of millions is intensifying, I mean, almost by the day. And the urgency of people joining with and fighting to make this revolution real is also heightening. Just this last week, we wanted to take a minute and drive this home. Just this last week, Biden approved the use of long-range ATACMS missiles to Ukraine, not just to use defensively in defending their country against Russian aggression, but literally to go into an attack deep into Russia. And they did this already. They fired 6 missiles into Russia. And on the same day, just a couple of days ago, Russia, Putin, changed the standards for when their doctrine on when they would engage in nuclear retaliation, and really lowering the bar for nuclear weapons to be brought into this conflict and intensifying the risk of an all-out confrontation between two nuclear armed superpowers, Russia, the U.S., or other parts of NATO. This is a very dangerous situation, already grinding up tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives in the region, but threatening to spiral to even greater world war.
Another example of the intensifying urgency to get Bob Avakian Official everywhere is the ongoing genocide in Gaza. Go to revcom.us for more complete coverage. See the articles by Alan Goodman. But over the last weeks, in northern Gaza, Israel has evacuated 400,000 people. Another 95,000 are left there, cut off from food and aid, where Israel is explicitly using starvation as a weapon of genocide and targeting journalists for killing in order to prevent the truth from getting out. This is one more example and one more reason why Bob Avakian has said that
we can no longer afford to allow these imperialists to dominate the world and to determine the destiny of humanity. They need to be overthrown as quickly as possible. And it is a scientific fact that we do not have to live this way.
But what is this other way that we could be living? To get more into that, we want to transition and welcome Andy Z.
Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show.
The normal way life has been in this country. The normal way the politicians and capitalist imperialist class they serve have ruled over the people is in the process of being radically transformed with the election of Trump into a Trumpian MAGA fascist America. But that doesn't mean they are destined to succeed. We have something to say and to do about that, fighting for a completely indifferent and liberating future. Trump is defying all the normal ways that political power has been traditionally transferred from one section of the ruling class to the other. By appointing anti-science, anti-humanity, anti-women, anti-LGBTQ, white supremacist, America firster, Christian fascist, literalist, Bible thumpers to his cabinet, Trump is putting facts on the ground. His motley crew of fascists that includes certifiable nutcases is intended to stun, to intimidate into submission, and to paralyze his opponents in the Democratic Party, as well as all decent people who do not want to live in this dark world. Bolting into place this full-out American fascist agenda is spewed daily by Trump and his MAGA minions and written into a plan called Project 2025 should not be all smooth sailing, and it need not be. People who care about humanity, who yearn for a just world, need to prepare and to get organized now to stop it. This is why we, the RevComps, have raised two slogans, the first of which is, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader who has developed the understanding, the blueprint, the road forward for a way to fight forward for a radically different and far better society with the goal of emancipating all of humanity, has said of this current situation that we are living in two countries within this country. And speaking to the country of decent people who aspire to stop the oppression of this system and not live in a fascist America, BA speaks to what must be urgently understood and acted on in his social media message, Revolution number 102. Now listen carefully to how he speaks of the divide that runs all through society and what is to be done.
It is time, and urgently so, for the only positive revolutionary resolution of all this. Time to resolve this fundamental divide by finally and decisively defeating the fascist country, and doing so as part of putting an end to this whole system which has given rise to this fascism, along with all its other atrocity. This is not a time for demoralization and despair, resulting from accepting things on the terms of this system. This is a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination, a time to finally bring about a decisive, emancipating, revolutionary resolution to this conflict which, in a very real sense, has marked the United States from the time of its founding in slavery and genocide to the time today when it is the world's most deadly and destructive oppressor, dangerously threatening the future and the very existence of humanity. Time to take up and fight for what we RevComs, revolutionary communists, have clearly put forward in We Need and We Demand, a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. The existing capitalist imperialist system and institutions of government in this country must be abolished and dismantled and replaced by a new socialist system based on the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America.
Today, I am announcing what will be an ongoing series on the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show that digs deep into this declaration and demand. The brutal, life-altering changes of Trump's attempt to impose a fascist America will shake people to their core. The disruption, the shock, has the potential to push masses of people to ask, why is this happening? What can be done? And to resist. But more than that, is necessary, required, and possible. That is why we are also raising a crucial second slogan to guide the people in this time. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. To begin this series, listen to the opening of this declaration read by Nochi Diaz of the National RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity.
We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. In the name of the people, the billions in this country and throughout the world who are treated as less than human, enslaved, exploited, oppressed, terrorized. Brutalized and murdered by police and slaughtered by the armed forces of this system we are now forced to live under, the system of capitalism imperialism. In the name of humanity, the billions in all parts of the world who are denied a decent life and a future worth living in, or any future at all, threatened with literal extinction because of the destruction of the environment by this system, and the danger of nuclear war between the U.S. and its rivals in Russia and China, all of them ruthless imperialist powers. We can no longer afford to allow these imperialists to continue to dominate the world and determine the destiny of humanity. And it is a scientific fact that humanity does not have to live this way.
The Declaration continues, building towards its demand, quote, a whole different way of living is possible, a whole different way to organize society, with a radically different economic foundation and political system, emancipating relations among people and an uplifting culture, all of this oriented to meeting the basic needs and fulfilling the highest interests of the masses of people. With the urgency the situation requires, we declare and demand the existing capitalist imperialist system and the institutions of government in this country must be abolished and dismantled and be replaced by a new socialist system based on the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America. So in the coming weeks, we're going to be getting into this, getting into it deeply. To understand why this declaration is so important, we will continue to go deeply into why Baba Vakin has said that the only positive revolutionary resolution to the situation where we are living with two fundamentally opposed countries within one border is by finally and decisively defeating the fascist country and doing so as part of putting an end to the whole system which has given rise to this fascism along with all of its other atrocities. We're going to break down why the first part of our demand is that the existing capitalist imperialist system and the institutions of government in this country must be abolished and dismantled. This will involve getting into just what is the U.S. Constitution, whose interests does it serve, and why does it work against the interests of humanity. Then we're going to take some time to get into what the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America makes possible. The declaration we need and we demand says, quote, the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America is completely, fundamentally different than the U.S. Constitution. This new Constitution for a new socialist republic provides a sweeping vision, a firm foundation, and concrete blueprint for bringing into being a society and ultimately a world free from all forms of slavery and exploitation and oppression, based on class, race, sex, and gender, all relations in which one part of humanity is subordinated to and dominated by others, end quote. A member of the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity said at a recent meeting discussing the declaration that their family keeps asking them, how are things going to be different in the society that you're fighting for? Well, we're going to break all this down as the weeks go forward, starting with the 6 points for the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America that are in the Declaration. One, a whole new dimension of freedom and rights for the people. Two, a whole different economy to meet fundamental needs and serve highest interests. Three, eliminating discrimination, inequality, and oppression in every form. Four, education to actually educate and empower masses of people. Five, healthcare to serve the people. Six, abolishing nuclear weapons, finally abolishing war, and systematically addressing the environmental crisis. Just from those titles, we can see that there's a whole new world here to get into. There really is no other constitution or founding document for a new society like what Baba Vakin has written into this constitution. So there's an urgent need for this broadsheet, for this demand, for this constitution, in opposition to a fascist America and to the whole rotten and illegitimate system that brought us to this juncture, to be known far and wide right now. Raise this demand now. Post it everywhere online. Get it up on the walls. Get deeply into it. Talk about it with people. Hold meetings about it, online and IRL. Millions of people need to see this. They need to know it exists. They need to learn about what it says. And this is essential right now when the political situation is still in flux and in turmoil. The promotion of this declaration now is a crucial point in the strategic orientation and practical approach from the RevComs titled Revolution, Building Up the Basis to Go for the Whole Thing with a Real Chance to Win. Then, as things sharpen and develop, where there are masses of organized, determined, disciplined people willing to fight for this demand, to be real is a critical part of creating the conditions for a real revolution. And this, too, we're going to be getting into in future Revolution Nothing Less shows. Right now, speaking to what would this new society be like on day one, we're going to play an answer to a question posed to Bob Avakian after he gave an incredible talk in 2018, why we need an actual revolution, and how we can really make a revolution.
What does the world look like a week after the revolution, like a month after, a year after? I know it's a very intense question, but that's kind of where my mind is at.
Okay, well, first of all, I would say that in a broad and, you know, basic sense, that some of that is spoken to directly in the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America. So that's somewhere you could go to get a living sense of that. As far as the day after, well, you know, to be scientific and honest about it, one of the things it'll look like is there will have been a lot of destruction, you know, overwhelmingly brought down by the old ruling forces, and, you know, a lot of immediate need for reconstruction, you know, but on a different basis. And, you know, that's both a real problem, but also a means to accomplish something positive, in the sense that a lot of people who in the old society were unable, you know, and prevented from doing meaningful work, for example, can find a meaningful purpose in helping to rebuild the whole society, but on a completely different basis, including giving a high priority to the basic needs of people, especially those, not only those, but especially those who have been denied a lot of the basic necessities of life under the old system. So that's one thing. Destruction, the effects of destruction, mainly brought down by the old ruling class, and the reconstruction. And then, you know, in the realm outside of just the, you know, material conditions, so to speak, you know, there should be a lot of political vibrancy, with a lot of people who've been brought forward through this process and who have, in a beginning way, not in a, in any kind of complete or, you know, absolute sense, certainly, but in a beginning way, begin to transform their own way of approaching the world and their way of interacting with other people. You know, there should be a lot of political ferment the day after, or the week after, the year after, about, okay, how we have this basis now to go, you know, to build a new kind of society aiming for a whole new world. Okay, how do we go about doing that? A lot of percolation, if you will, a lot of ferment, you know, in over those kind of questions, but also going back to what was raised about culture, a lot of, you know, beginning ferment in the realm of art and culture, a lot of creativity being unleashed that's been suppressed under the old society, not only politically suppressed, but suppressed by the conditions of life and the relations that people are enmeshed in, you know, which suffocate a lot of that out of people, you know, under the present set of relations. But, you know, I don't want to present, you know, an incorrectly and dishonestly rosy picture as if everything will be great. There will be a lot of contradiction, a lot of struggle. One of the things that has to be recognized is you don't make... This is something that Lenin said after experience of the Russian Revolution. You don't make revolution with people as you would like them to be. You make revolution as they have been, quote unquote, bequeathed to you by the old society. So there'll be a lot of backward stuff still among people. There'll be a lot to be struggled out, particularly, say, in the realm of intimate relations, in particular the relations between men and women and the family and all that. There'll be, you know, a tremendous amount of struggle. But the point is, instead of things working to reinforce the oppressive relations, what is now emerging as a dominant political structure, institutions, and process, and the newly, emerging culture will be giving support and impetus to the people who are struggling to overcome those oppressive relations. So there should be, and we need to work so that this is realized in reality, a tremendous amount of positive ferment and creativity that's bursting forth, and at the same time, a tremendous amount of struggle against backward ways of seeing things and backward ways of doing things and backward and even oppressive ways of relating to people that are left over from the old society that are not going to be swept away just because you've overthrown the system. So there'll be all that will be in a very, will be boiling up together that positive things can be forged out of it, but which will require struggle to do that. And then there'll be, all movement toward a whole different kind of economy, which is geared to meeting the needs of the people, not just in the, basic material sense of housing, shelter and healthcare and food and all that, which is very important, but also their needs intellectually and culturally. So the goal will be to be meeting those needs in an expanding way at the same time as there'll be a tremendous orientation toward the rest of the world. How is what we're doing here, what we've just started here with this overthrow of this old system, the beginning of a new system, how is what we're doing, how can that be a concrete source of support and aid as well as a source of inspiration to people all over the world? And believe me, if and when revolution is made in this country, there won't be hardly anybody in the world that I can think of who won't be paying attention to that. So the impact on the entire world can be very profound. Of course, that will also be a process of struggle because, there in the real world, there are real material contradictions involved in this. It's all well and good, and yes, it is well and good, actually, and it's very correct and necessary to have the internationalist orientation that we're doing this for all of humanity, and we need to be, promoting and supporting the revolution all over the world. But that will stand in acute, sometimes very acute, contradiction to meeting the needs of the people right then, right there, especially if you keep in mind what I said about there'll be a lot of destruction and a need for reconstruction. Those things will be very acutely in contradiction. And people say, that's all well and good, I want to do that too, but right now I don't even have a place to live. I don't have a house, I don't have any dwelling, I can't eat, my kids are hungry. What are you going to do about that? And there will be a tremendous amount of struggle to correctly handle those things in a way that pays attention to and moves to meet those very real and immediate material needs, while at the same time putting a lot of emphasis on and making real the support concretely and the inspiration ideologically, if you will, for the people in the rest of the world who also need to make this revolution, or else not only will they continue to suffer, but the gains that are made in any particular place, including the revolution that will just be made here, will be in danger of being reversed, because you can't exist just as an isolated base all unto yourself. There are still forces out there that are going to work to attack and undermine what you're trying to do and destroy it if they can. And, as long as you're still living in a world which is mainly dominated by the economic relations and the economic dynamics of an alien system, an oppressive and exploitative system, you cannot be unaffected by that. There is a principle that a socialist country should be strategically self-reliant economically. But you cannot be, and you should not attempt to be, self-reliant absolutely. You're still going to need to engage in the larger world, including trade and some economic relations. And as long as most of the world is operating according to principles that are directly opposed to what you're working to do, then that's going to have a great effect on what's happening within the new socialist society, the revolutionary society that you've brought forward, as well as having terrible consequences for the rest of the people in the world who are still living under the old system. So all of this is what will be, you know, there's a lot of foment, a lot of ferment, a lot of struggle. This will be fomenting a lot of struggle and ferment, I should say, in terms of how do we handle these contradictions. But at the same time, it really will be like, you know, a spring after a very long and bitter winter. I will say that.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back. All right, so we have reached the end of this episode of the Revolution Nothing Less show. Noce, it's been so great to have you in studio with us.
Thanks, Sonny. It's been great to be here. And I want to leave you all with this. You've heard a lot today from Bob Avakian, and you've seen about why we need this revolution. And you've heard some about what the new society could be like after we make a revolution. This is not just a concern for later. This means that there is something worth living for and fighting for today to bring this future world into being. A future that would be worth passing on to future generations. A future that humanity would actually want to live in. Bob Avakian is the only leader on the planet who is going to tell people the truth about their potential to emancipate humanity, and gonna fight like hell with us to realize that potential. And if you wanna be one of those people who is answering that, you need to join the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity. This is the only force that is taking up and following this revolutionary leadership and going to work to bring that future world into being through making an actual emancipating revolution in the time we live in now. So let us seize this time going into the holiday season to not just turn inward and seek comfort in friends and family, but to turn outward and seek and fight for hope for the future based on the scientific understanding that we do not have to live under this system any longer, and that there is a world worth fighting for and a way to make revolution. There is leadership for that revolution, and there are people to get with, an organization to join. And there is a part for everyone to play in making this revolution. You think it can't happen? Think about the last few years. Things that seemed impossible happen over and over again. And this revolution really is possible. Let's make that happen.
We've got some time left, so I'd like to play this.
Defend the rights and lives of people targeted by Trump MAGA fascism. Take the offensive in opposition to this fascism and the system that has given rise to this fascism. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 106. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. In my last message, number 105, I answered arguments that are too often raised to justify capitulating to and going along with Trump MAGA fascism. The fact is that Democratic Party functionaries and other liberal representatives of the ruling class will approach things on a fundamentally wrong basis, on the terms of what serves this murderously oppressive system of capitalism imperialism, which they call democracy, and the literally genocidal American empire, which they call the free world. This must not be allowed to set the terms and the limits of the struggle against this Trump MAGA fascism and against the system that has given rise to this fascism, along with all its other atrocities. Liberals and progressives who are not part of the ruling class can play a significant role in building broad unity against this fascism and in searching out the answer to what has given rise to this fascism and what is the solution to this. But at the same time, these liberals and progressives need to open their minds, be willing to honestly engage ideas and solutions that are outside of and beyond the confines of this system, and strengthen their backbones for the fight that is necessary. From the time of the outcome of the election, beginning with my message number 102, I have emphasized this is not a time for demoralization and despair. It is a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination. And what is needed is bold defiance and a determined refusal to go along with any of this, now and in an ongoing way. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America is not an empty slogan or merely some kind of general statement of opposition. It is an active orientation for building mass opposition and resistance to Trump MAGA fascism. In its most important dimension, this means uniting all who can be united, mobilizing people growing into the millions and ultimately tens of millions in protest and resistance against this fascism. At the same time, an important part of this will involve defending people against attacks on their rights and even on their very lives. This defense will need to involve many different dimensions: legal and political defense, and defense against attempts to carry out physical attacks on people who are targets of this fascism. As I emphasized in Something Terrible or Something Truly Emancipating, there is plenty that needs to be done, and urgently, which requires real boldness and heart to stand up against the fascists and any other oppressive force in their moves to threaten and intimidate, brutalize, and even murder people. Let me make clear that I am not calling for launching unprovoked and unjustified attacks on anybody. But there is a right and a need, and there is the responsibility to defend the people who are oppressed and brutalized under this system, and those who represent and stand for what is right and are being attacked because of that. Now, with the re-election of Trump, the MAGA fascists are pumped up, feeling they have powerful backing to intimidate and attack immigrants, women, LGBT people, black people, and others who are targets of this Trump MAGA fascism. Those who recognize the importance of defeating this fascism need to have an offensive orientation in challenging this fascism, while defense is built against attacks by these fascists. As we RevComs, revolutionary communists, have made clear in the Declaration, we need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. So long as we are still living under the rule of this system of capitalism imperialism, we will defend people against attacks on their lives and on the rights that are supposed to be guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution. At the same time, this declaration goes on to make this crucial point. We need a whole different system with a whole different constitution. The Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America, which will provide much greater rights for the people, including the basic right to have the fundamentally determining role in a new society and government whose purpose and goal is to eliminate all exploitation and oppression everywhere. This flows from the understanding that is concentrated in the second slogan I included at the start. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. For very good and important reasons, I have repeatedly emphasized this. It is this system of capitalism imperialism that has given rise to this fascism, along with all its other atrocities. It is this system that must be swept away through a revolution that millions are won to actively fight for, with many millions more supporting this emancipating revolution. The basic approach to building for and then carrying out this revolution is set forth in the important document at revcom.us. Revolution, building up the basis to go for the whole thing with a real chance to win, strategic orientation and practical approach. With regard to what needs to be brought into being with the defeat of and in place of this system of capitalism imperialism, this document refers to the following from the declaration we need and we demand. The existing capitalist imperialist system and institutions of government of this country must be abolished and dismantled and replaced by a new socialist system based on the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America. Building up the basis goes on to make the very important point that the declaration we need and we demand provides a basic summary of fundamental principles and specific goals of the revolution and the new society and way of living we are working for, as set forth in the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America. And this declaration needs to be very broadly distributed and popularized among millions of people in all parts of the country, now and throughout the development toward a full-out crisis. It needs to be driven home very clearly how the new socialist constitution provides the foundation, the framework, and practical guidelines for a radically new emancipating system, really enabling and empowering the masses of people to move to abolish inequality and discrimination, oppression and exploitation, and to provide powerful support for revolutionary struggles throughout the world striving for the same goal, while also moving quickly, systematically, and effectively to address the already acute and fast accelerating environmental crisis, with the aim of bringing into being a world where humanity can truly be fit caretakers of the Earth.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at The Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out The RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.
El Estado, los cielos, las calles, que tiemblen los jueces y los judiciales. Hoy a las mujeres nos quitan la calma, nos sembraron miedo, nos crecieron alas. A cada minuto de cada semana nos roban amigas, nos matan hermanas, destrozan sus cuerpos, los desaparecen. No olvides sus nombres, por favor, señor presidente. Por todas las compas luchando en Reforma, por todas las morras peleando en Sonora, por las comandantas luchando por Chiapas, por todas las madres buscando en Tijuana.
Cantamos sin miedo, pedimos justicia, gritamos por cada desaparecida.
Que resuene fuerte,
nos queremos vivas.
Que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida.
Yo todo lo incendio, yo todo lo rompo. Si un día algún fulano te apaga los ojos, ya nada me calla, ya todo me sobra. Si tocan a una, respondemos todas. Soy Claudia, soy Esther y soy Teresa. Soy Ingrid, soy Fabiola y soy Valeria.
Soy la niña que subiste por la fuerza.
Soy la madre que ahora llora por sus muertas.
Y soy esta que te hará pagar las cuentas.
Justicia,
justicia,
justicia.
Por todas las compas marchando en Reforma, por todas las morras peleando en Sonora, por las comandantas luchando por Chiapas, por todas las madres buscando en Tijuana.
Cantamos sin miedo, pedimos justicia, gritamos por cada desaparecida.
Que resuene fuerte,
nos queremos vivas.
Que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida.
Que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida.